Paul Logan along with you, and joining me in the studio, Angela Getting. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Paul.
It's nice to see you. We just met.
Yes, we did. Yes, today.
And we're on the radio together, but I just really wanted the KFSI listening family to hear your story.
Okay.
So I walk in, you're talking to my wife, Brenda, up front there, and you know, you had some shoes along with you.
Yes, I did. So I started out the day, I actually had Friday off, which I never do. So I started off the day doing my annual going to the Mayo Clinic, and I had KFSI on.
Wow.
And there was an advertisement about shoes, that children needing shoes in this country and then in other countries. And I listened, and then I'm like, I have to figure this out because that is near and dear to my heart.
Awesome.
And I have two stories. One is that I'm the fifth child of seven, and I never had new shoes.
Oh, boy.
But I'm not going to whine because you can't say never. And there was one time that I did.
Wow.
And it was a half hour away from Value Village to home. And you know, Paul, that I opened and shut that box of tennis shoes and smelled that rubber for that whole half hour home. I was so excited to have new shoes.
That is a great story. How old were you?
Probably eight.
Somewhere around it, yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you if it was like 50 years ago or something.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to tell you any of that.
I understand. And you still remember it.
Oh, yes.
Like it was yesterday.
Oh,
wow.
But a more important story I have to tell you is that I sold Sopata Designs jewelry, and I would earn trips.
Sure.
And some years back, I earned a trip to Panama.
Hmm.
And we were mostly women selling jewelry and all bedazzled and decked out and everything.
Yes.
And we got the opportunity to go and deliver, to buy a box of shoes. And it had to be just plain white shoes and deliver them to those children. And
wow.
Those children came in on a Saturday to that school, and we got to hand deliver just plain white shoes that we all thought were quite boring.
Sure.
But to them, it meant the world, and there was not a dry eye.
Oh, isn't that something? That's amazing. I noticed your shoes weren't white today.
No.
Okay.
So the shoes that I bought.
Yes, today.
Yeah, yeah, and
yes.
I also like to shop, Paul.
Yes,
so
that's great.
As soon as I heard it, I called here and I asked Brenda the details, and I went straight to the mall and started buying shoes, but I wanted to buy them on sale.
Definitely, you know, try to get as much as you can for your dollar and bless as many children as possible.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. So you've witnessed children, you know, in other countries getting a brand new pair of shoes.
Yes, and there's nothing like it.
Right. Yes.
And there's nothing like a brand new pair of shoes for anybody, let alone someone that might never have had them before.
Even now, I'd imagine you've had many, many new pair of shoes since then, haven't you?
Yes.
Possibly?
Possibly.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. But, you know, not only do these children get a brand new pair of shoes, but they have the love of Christ shared with them. We let them know that we're here representing Jesus, and Jesus loves them. You know, and we can tell them that story. It's amazing.
Yes.
So, it's
yeah, your
a
wife
great
was telling
ministry.
Me that
yes.
They put tracks in the shoes when you
right.
deliver them.
Right. Yeah, that as well. Something they can keep. So, you know, Angela, thanks for coming in today and sharing your story. And it's so encouraging. We really want the KFSI listening family to plug into this. And it'd be great to have like 1,000 pair of shoes to give to orphans.
Yes, and I challenge every one of you. The mall is right beside you.
Yes, it's right there.
And it's a good time to shop because it's back to school.
A lot of sales,
and there's
yeah.
a lot of sales. So I challenge every one of you to do this. It's so rewarding.
Definitely. And, you know, I just thought of, you were telling me earlier, the gal that was working wrote this down too. You shared about what
oh,
you're
I
doing
did
with
because
her.
I had boxes and they all were the same because they were the ones on sale
yeah.
and they were so cute. And this girl that was checking me out said, is this for a wedding? And I said, no, better than that.
Yes.
It's for children that have never had shoes before or, you know, needy children.
Exactly.
And your wife had shared with me that 30% is like in the United States, and then it's other countries
exactly.
that they might never, ever have had a pair of shoes
That's
in
right.
their life.
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote it down, kfsi.org.
Very good. All righty. Thanks a lot, Angela.
You're welcome.
You bet.